This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial toll-free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And I am the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Earlier in the show tonight, we covered the president of Belarus, who is basically taking a completely different stance than a lot of other places. Although the guy in Brazil has been pretty decent on what he said as well, although I don't think the rest of the government's going along with him.
Sweden had a different take, too, but they're sort of coming around.
They're slowly. Sweden's got some more voluntary compliance things in than some of the other surrounding places. And but Belarus, the so-called authoritarian president, who no doubt he is, right now seems like he cares more about freedom than a lot of other places, because he's like, yeah, grab some vodka, go to a sporting event, who cares, you're going to die anyway, so just go for it. And I thought that was interesting, but I've been asking on the air, like, what states in the United States are the freest right now as far as how they're handling this.
Right.
Not overall freedom, because, you know, New Hampshire wins on overall freedom when they do the studies in a lot of cases. Florida surprisingly seems to do fairly well as well. But I mean specifically freedoms that have been taken away in the last month. Because New Hampshire is not doing very well. There has been a fair amount of orders. The governor in New Hampshire has issued 25 orders so far, so-called emergency executive orders, wherein he is referred to as His Excellency. No joke.
That makes me so sick, dude.
Well, it's really just
a
clue, right? Like, hey, this is how these guys think. This is your king, basically. Oh, well, we elected him. Well, he's acting like a king, and they're calling him His Excellency. Well, anyway, what about the other governors out there? Because we hear all about the restrictions. We hear all about the crackdowns. We hear all about the lockdowns and how many people are on lockdown. Half of the Earth's population on lockdown as of earlier this week.
Who's rebelling?
Which states are the ones who are not? And thankfully, the New York Times has done the research. So, according to Sarah Mervosh and Jack Healy, a surge in coronavirus deaths in the United States has prompted the vast majority of governors to order their residents to stay home, but a small number of states are resisting increasingly urgent calls to shut down. The pressure on the holdouts in the Midwest and the South has mounted in recent days as fellow governors, public health experts, and even their own citizens urge them to adopt tougher measures that have been put in place across 41 states and Washington, D.C. Health experts warn the coronavirus can easily exploit any gaps in a state-by-state patchwork of social distancing in the country, where the death toll climbed past 6,600 on Friday, which, by the way, is a fraction of the amount of people that die from the flu every year.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, anyway, after a couple comments from some bureaucrats, by Friday, 9 states had yet to issue formal statewide stay-at-home orders. It's the most direct, stringent measure available, going beyond closing down restaurants and schools and instructing all residents to stay at home except for necessities. In some of those cases, or in some of those states, cities and counties stepped in to issue their own orders, leaving a patchwork of restrictions.
So who are the states? Let's get into the meat.
The contrast is the starkest in 5 of the 9 states: Arkansas, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota, where there are no such orders in place.
The Dakotas, nice.
Either in major cities or statewide. Another 4 had partial restrictions issued locally in certain cities or countries, or rather, counties. In interviews and at news conferences this week, the governors in the holdout states defended their decision, saying they had already taken strong steps, closing schools and shutting down or limiting many aspects of public life, including restaurants, bars, gyms, bowling alleys, and movie theaters. So, just to be clear, these states that are the so-called holdout states are only holdouts from total shutdown, meaning no so-called non-essential businesses allowed to operate. They have still restricted a myriad of aspects of life. If you had a restaurant, you can't let people in. So I don't think it's, from the way this story sounds, it doesn't sound like there's any of the 50 states that have done nothing. It sounds like there's zero states that have not put in some sort of authoritarian restrictions.
One of the guys we know made the drive from Portland to New Hampshire recently.
Yeah.
And so using that sort of a, you know, that as sort of a basis of a map, my friend Chris and I were speculating, are there any bars that are open along that route? We couldn't find any.
No. It doesn't sound like there is.
Not one coast to coast from Portland to New Hampshire, which is, you know, we're almost on the East Coast.
You can still get bottled beverages from bars here in New Hampshire.
Yes, you can, but you can't like go into a bar, sit down, and have a beer.
Correct.
At the bar.
So again, just to be clear, it seems like zero states have done no restricting whatsoever. So even the five states that they've singled out here, again, Arkansas, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, they just don't have the so-called lockdown orders in place, meaning you can still run a business there, except for certain businesses, and there's some restrictions on some of the businesses. So in interviews and news conferences, these governors defended their decision, saying they had taken some steps, but Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa said, quote, "I can't lock the state down. People also have to be responsible for themselves."
Oh, my gosh. What a novel idea.
For many conservative governors who believe strongly in small government and personal responsibility, at least so they claim, the prospect of mandatory stay-at-home orders is anathema, and they rejected what they call a catch-all approach that could wreck their state's economies. Although apparently they're fine with wrecking the restaurant business.
Yeah, or wrecking the national economy or the global economy.
Though governors issuing the orders elsewhere have spanned the political spectrum, with some Republican governors emerging as early and strong advocates, sadly, including New Hampshire's governor. The remaining holdout states are all Republican-led. Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota said he was appealing to residents who, quote, love liberty and freedom, to respect social distancing rules. He said it's important that we exercise individual responsibility at a news conference, saying further, by following these guidelines, we're literally saving lives. And if that's all they were doing, I wouldn't have as much of a problem. I still would sort of just generally be against the idea, simply because I think that social distancing is antisocial and anti-human.
Is there any evidence that social distancing saves any lives?
Well, they want you to
measure that. How do you measure that?
Yeah, well, some are saying you haven't measured far enough. Some are saying you have to stay 25 feet away. Or 24 or 26 feet away.
No, but I mean, like, as a technician, right, you generally put a system into place for an end goal.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have to be able to measure whatever it is you did to see whether or not that thing you did was effective. Right?
Well, so how can you do it if you don't have a control group?
If all these people are putting in all these rules to force people to social distance themselves and all that kind of stuff, how are they measuring how many lives that they're saving
they
by doing that? Exactly. So
there's
what's
no control
the point?
Group, unless you look at Belarus. Right? 855, 450, free if you want to join us here. These holdout governors have issued different levels of restrictions within their states. Iowa has adopted a points system to determine whether particular parts of the state should be ordered to shelter in place. In Nebraska, restaurants in more rural areas were still open for customers to eat in.
Oh my gosh.
As long as there were fewer than 10 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Other states with partial restrictions.
Wait, are flights still cheap?
I would imagine so.
I wonder if I could take like an overnight flight just to go like sit down in a restaurant somewhere, have a meal, drink at a bar.
They're not cheap enough to justify doing that, but
sons of bastards.
Other states with partial restrictions in cities or counties, but no statewide orders, include Oklahoma, South Carolina, Utah, and Wyoming. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas had previously toughened social distancing guidelines, but stopped short of calling the move a statewide stay-at-home order. On Friday, spokesbureaucrat clarified that Texas was indeed under a statewide mandate, so they changed their mind. And then Friday, governors of Missouri and Alabama, who had previously resisted that move, also issued stay-at-home orders. So, not all of them have done it, but only a handful haven't.
And again, you know, as a statist, you know, I thought wrongly that this country, we and our and all that kind of crap I used to say all the time, and I still say because I slip back into it from time to time, but I thought that this country was full of freedom-loving people, people who loved the idea of individuality, and people who loved the idea of everybody was free to make their own choices as long as they didn't hurt anybody else in the process. But that doesn't seem to be the case at all.
interestingly, there's a response to this, what you're talking about there, from Nancy DeBoer. She's a nurse in South Dakota, and she says, if we don't get some clear directive from our governor, people will begin to rationalize reasons for getting together. It's not that bad. I see them anyway at the store. It's our governor's responsibility to show some leadership.
It's going to be a crime to host movie night or game night soon,
yeah.
If it isn't already?
Probably. 855, 450, free like freedom. You can join us here.
Are you in there peacefully playing Monopoly?
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
have you dial toll-free if you want to join us here. The number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And I am the heavy metal, less bearded version of Santa Claus.
Also known as Captain Kickass.
That's me.
For years, libertarians have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and there have been a couple lackluster efforts at this. But finally, liberty.menu got it right. They do a great job, and it's easy to use, especially if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You belong over at liberty.menu. You can list the things that you do there. Maybe you've got a business or an event, which you probably don't have an event at this point, but maybe someday you will again. And digital content? Well, you might have that. You can go and list that, and you can rate and review other people's listings. There's a bit of a social networking aspect as well. You can use code FTL on your user profile to get a Free Talk Live listener badge for your profile at liberty.menu. Again, it's for libertarians only. Go to liberty.menu, or voluntarists or anarchists, people that care about freedom. Liberty.menu. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, let's start with Anne. She's listening in Marshall, Michigan. Anne, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Hi. Thank you for letting me on. Good evening.
Of course. Go ahead.
I'm from Michigan, and I have to say that I'm just shocked at all of this. It really took me for a loop. And
what is the most shocking to you?
I'm a strong conservative. Yes. Sorry, a little nervous.
Okay.
And a patriot. And I listen to you guys. I listen to this station a lot.
You're listening to WBCK out of Battle Creek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great FM talker. Go ahead.
A big variety of shows, and I still listen to you guys. Sometimes you guys are a little more out there than what I kind of am, but I like a lot of things that you guys say. But I have to tell you what, after this going on now, tonight, you know what, you guys, I'm with you because this is scaring the crap out of me.
Give me an example. What's the scariest part?
Whitmer has locked down everything.
Is this the governor of Michigan, Whitmer?
Yes.
Okay.
Gretchen Whitmer, yes.
Gotcha.
She has locked down everything, even the gun shops, like this last week,
boy.
Shut them down. They were open the week before that, but this week they've
that
been
is shocking
down.
Like I don't understand how anybody can force that to happen. I don't care who
I don't
are.
Understand
well, see they have
yeah,
men with
understand.
Guns Captain Kickass who will come and shoot you so I have to wonder, are there any gun stores that are bucking the trend that are there saying, you know what, screw you, we're going to stay open?
Not that I know right now. I was
going to
call this one that I was going to call this one that I talked to like a week ago. I think it was last Saturday, and they said they were staying open. They said they couldn't be shut down because we had something in the Constitution, one of the articles says that they cannot shut.
Yeah, how about the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Yeah.
How about that? Aside from the whole you've got a right to bear arms, because that's in most state constitutions as well, but the right to liberty.
How does it, I'm like, wait a minute, what about all this? Yeah, how does this even happen? So
here's how it happens. Let me answer your question. It happens because business owners, for as long as I've been alive, and as long as my parents have been alive, and probably as long as my grandparents, who are no longer alive, but as long as they were around, they had done what they were told. And that's where the problem starts.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you allow yourself to be licensed, you are no longer exercising a right. As soon as any business owner went to a state government or city or town government and said, I want to open a business, tell me what it is I need to do. Well, you need to go over here and get this license from this bureaucrat, and then you got to go over here and pay this bribe and get this permit from this other bureaucrat, and then if you do pay A, B, C, and D and jump through these hoops, then we might let you open up your business.
Yeah, government, what's the phrase about licensing? Licensing is what happens when the government takes away some of your rights and then sells them
back to you
for a fee.
Yeah.
And it's like that here in Michigan. It's so hard to get ahead. I'm 62 now. We had big economic reduction like in 1979, 1980, and I was pretty young then. And things kind of started getting better. I moved to Florida for 2 years and then came back with my ex at the time we had come back. But And I ended up getting a job after that. You know, started doing a little better, but then times started getting, you know, I changed what I was working with, went to help my dad, and things started getting bad again, like in the late 90s and the early 2000s, and it was just really, it was like a struggle. And then finally got a decent job in 06, and then we had that recession in like 09, 010 that killed Michigan. Tons of the real estate market, like,
well, if you thought that was bad,
oh, get ready.
It's going to get even worse.
I know. So I'm like, now I'm at this point, I've made things bad, you know, I'm better than I've been ever been before, and now this, and I'm just
and you couldn't do anything about it. It was all brought upon you by these government goons.
Yeah.
And thank you, Ann, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and they're going to hurt people's businesses. They're going to destroy freedom. They're going to destroy the freedom to run a business. And then they're going to say, well, now you need us. Now we need to hand you money so you can keep food being put in your family's mouth.
I have a question for society. If you're listening, society, I have a question for you. If the correct societal response to something that, you know, might be deemed a, you know, that kills people, if the correct response is for all businesses and all that kind of thing or whatever to shut down, well, government kills far more people than the coronavirus has, you know, I mean, by orders of magnitude, right?
Yeah, sure.
So why isn't government shut down?
Oh, well, because they need to, we got to have government. You got to break a few eggs in order to have an omelet, Captain Kickass. If it weren't for government,
I'm just saying, look at the numbers.
It would be anarchy. If it weren't for government, we would have chaos.
No, I don't think we'd have chaos, actually.
I would argue that we already have that, and the government is just the current warlords.
Correct.
So, you know, to the point that I was just making, before we go on with the other calls, to the point about the obedience is the problem.
Yes.
The long-running obedience. So it's not like this was, you know, this government structure was built in a day. It was built over generations of government indoctrination in the government schools, indoctrinating people to be obedient, to do what they're told, and to do the right thing. You've got to go and get your license. Well, companies in Washington State, according to GeekWire.com, that failed to comply with Governor Jay Inslee's stay-at-home order could lose their business licenses, Inslee announced in a range of new enforcement measures.
Jay, you can go F yourself.
To compel businesses and individuals in the state to limit person-to-person exposure, Inslee ordered all non-essential companies that can't operate by telecommute to shut down a week ago. The executive order requires Washingtonians to stay in their homes except for so-called essential activities. The governor said that while most people are complying with the order, local law enforcement officials have received thousands of calls reporting gatherings.
Hey, you know, if you're going to snitch on your neighbor for having a gathering, you're the exact kind of person that would have turned in
a Jews.
Yeah, exactly.
He says, these people who are calling us are very concerned about their health and the health of others and how the actions of folks who aren't on the team are putting so many people at risk. I'm still not sure how it is that, let's say, us going and hanging out last night at a party in, you know, downtown Keene would somehow put someone at risk who was staying in their home. How is that putting those people at risk? I still haven't figured that out. Can you explain it to me? 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the daily coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump says one goal is to stay several days ahead of the critical medical needs of each state.
We've been asking states to provide us with daily updates on the number of ventilators and their utilization rates, because some states have more ventilators than they need. They don't even like to admit it. They'll admit it when everything's over, but that doesn't help us very much.
New York State is getting 1,100 ventilators from China. Also, another 140 from Oregon. Dr. Anthony Fauci is still urging Americans to continue staying at home.
To the American public, you know, as sobering and as difficult as this is, what we are doing is making a difference. So we really need to continue to do that.
Now, only 8 states do not have a mandatory stay-at-home order in place. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Captain Kickass.
855-450-3733, ForkFest 2020. Still expected to happen, unless there's some sort of a shutdown of all campgrounds in New Hampshire. Unless Rogers Campground decides to close, ForkFest will go on because ForkFest has no organizers.
Don't we know some, like, freedom-loving, awesome person with, I don't know, 40 acres or something, you know, that we could possibly have as a backup location?
I don't know. I mean, there are some freedom lovers who have some acres, but whether they're campable acres is a whole other question.
Yeah, okay, good point.
You know, unless you've got some clear space, it can be uncomfortable to, like, sleep on some roots and rocks and things like that. Yeah. So you kind of have to have the right kind of property for a campground. But anyway, Rogers is an awesome place to be. You have not been there yet.
I'm looking forward to it, and I sure as heck hope that I'm going to get to go.
Yeah, me too. And we're planning on it. We're planning on being there. It's going to be June 29th through July 5th. It's going to be happening at Rogers Campground, which is in the beautiful White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. This will be the fourth year for ForkFest. It is a decentralized libertarian camping festival, which means there's no one in charge. There's no board of directors. There's no organizers. You organize yourself. So you figure out what you want to do. Maybe you want to just hang out with other people, liberty-minded folks, on Independence Day weekend. That's a cool thing to
do. Sounds like a great idea to me.
Maybe you want to bring something to the table. Maybe you want to create a thing for people to do. Maybe you want to have a poker night, or you want to put a musical event on, or maybe you want to put a play on, or maybe you want to have a speaker series, or I don't know what you want to do. You figure that out.
Yep.
And then everybody kind of does their own thing, and there's all kinds of neat things to do. And there's people who are cooking, and it's a lot of fun. ForkFest. That's forkfest.party. That's an unofficial website, and that's where you can link over to a ForkFest chat room on Telegram and the ForkFest forum.
What you described sounds like anarchy.
No, it's not quite, because there's still a property owner who can make decisions for that property, but it sure is a decentralized festival, and that is
most,
a lot of fun.
I mean, voluntary for sure, right?
Yeah, for sure. All right, so we continue with your calls and thoughts here. Let's go next to Jack. He's in Daytona Beach listening to WNDB.
Hello.
Hi there, Jack. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey, good.
Yeah, I'm in Volusia County in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Yes, sir.
And what happened was they decided to close the beaches down totally. Like, nobody could go there, nothing. So the other day I go down there, I'm like, man, it's so eerie. Like, there's nobody on the beach. Anyway, the county regulates the beach. And the city basically gave the rights to the county to tell them what to do. So this woman from the city, who's, I think, a councilwoman or whatever committee she was on, said, no, you should let it be open to joggers and people. Anyway, long story short, a day later, they opened the beach to bikers, people riding their bicycles, people want to fish, they want to do this and that. I see my whole, I'm one house from the beach. I see the whole town all of a sudden riding bikes. I hear kids laughing again. It was amazing.
Uh-oh, yet, all these people out having fun? That sounds like a problem. Well, we can't have that.
I gotta believe they were 6 to 12 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the spirit that I like this guy, Marco, does a radio station on this WNDB. And he was so angry at this woman that she would call against the county guy. Well, you put the power in him. He chose that. Why would you reverse it? Why? Because she had a better idea. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's amazing what I've seen in this town. My neighbors, everybody, oh, my God, Jack, get over here. We're going to walk on the beach. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we don't want 8 million. You can't lay on the beach. You can't hang out. You can't have parties. You can't have chairs. But you can use the beach. Mentally, we all need that. We need to get out and exercise and think and feel free. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the sad thing is people wouldn't have done it if it weren't allowed, a lot of them. They would have just cowered in their homes.
No, we all didn't do it. Believe me, I went down there with my dog, and the cop was right there in the police department. I'm like, okay, whatever, I'm going to respect this. But my point was is that, I mean, it was amazing how it was like a lift of the whole street, and all of a sudden I see kids riding on their bikes and people laughing, people talking, people going to the beach. Nobody's going to hang out. I mean, it's
so what you're saying is this one little change made a big difference in the mental well-being of your neighbors.
I believe politics that, this guy on the radio got so nasty about this woman that would go against this.
So wait, the guy on the radio was in favor of the beach lockdown?
Well, apparently he felt that the woman who brought it up, even though it was a better idea, that she went against what they voted to do.
Well, earlier in the call you said the county regulates the beach. And I just want to point out that in the context of government, the word regulate means own. Mm-hmm. The county owns the beach. The county is 100%. deciding whether or not people are allowed, quote unquote, to go use a piece of the earth that they didn't buy from anybody. They just claim to own it because they have guns.
Jack, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. C is on the line in Pennsylvania, watching us on dlive.lrn.fm. Go ahead, C.
Yeah, hi. How you guys doing?
Good. You're on the air.
What's up?
I just wanted to kind of just quick revert back to his question as far as government-wise, if he thinks that, we don't need one or been better off, but I mean, it all depends on how you look at it. If no one would have voted in the first place a long time ago and created this system, then yes, he's right. But seeing that it's in play, if we didn't, then, China and Russia would just sneak attack us like they're trying to do.
Well,
right now.
We didn't do anything, right? There's no we involved in ancient history. At some point, and I don't know who these people are, at some point somebody decided that having a weaponized popularity contest was the way to do things. Who decided that and how they got everybody to go along with
they
it?
They didn't go along
I'll never
with
know.
It. The people didn't vote for this government to be in place. A bunch of men met in a room and wrote some stuff on a piece of paper, and they propagated that out there. It wasn't like they, you know, there were people out there begging them to do that.
Yeah.
Most of the people just, I think, wanted to be left alone by the king. I don't know if they wanted their own king. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know.
So I don't know why society believes that, you know, having these popularity contests to determine who's going to run whatever, you know, government is in power at the time was the way to get things done. It obviously isn't. If you look at the facts and the evidence, government is an institution that does three things very well, and that's kill people, take your money, and otherwise control you.
It's a monopoly on violence. See, you said something about you're afraid of... I don't know what that was. See, you're afraid of the Chinese government and the Russians. What exactly do you think they're going to do to you?
Oh, no, I just said if we didn't have a government, then our borders would be liable. But
what do you think they would do exactly?
What do I think they would do?
Yeah.
I mean, just in the aspect of, let's just per se, we're, how much money that our deficit is in the United States, regardless. So the Federal Reserve doesn't even really, it doesn't even exist. So being that, we don't have enough gold to back that money up the way it is. So you put a $2 trillion stimulus out there that it's only for the American people to keep them happy. So obviously there's something else is going on because, you know, since Bill Clinton was in a free trade agreement in 2000, Bill Clinton signed that. All the companies went over. They stole patents. They stole our jobs. They stole the industry, everything.
Okay, you covered a lot of ground, and I didn't talk about the Federal Reserve, and I'm happy to talk about the Federal Reserve, but I asked you, what is it you're afraid that the Chinese and the Russians are going to do if there was no American government around? You think they're going to invade? What are you afraid of?
No. I just think in the time right now and the tensions, what's going on. Just right now, going on, if we didn't have one right as tomorrow...
Yeah,
you know,
if tomorrow the federal government disappeared, what do you think would happen?
I think China would come and get the land that they own.
How? They're going to invade?
How? They just went under us, right under our military, without us knowing, in a submarine that had low ping things like sonar. They actually went under.
Are you saying they're going to invade the United States? Because it seems they sell a lot of products to us, and I don't know if they would want to, like, you know, kill their biggest customer. That doesn't make much sense to me. And there's a lot of guns in the United States as well, so...
There's no more difficult place to take over than a heavily armed populace.
Yeah, I don't think that, you know, all this fear-mongering, and thank you for the call, C, about, we're going to get invaded. Good luck to any invaders into the United States. You don't need a military to defend the United States. The people will do just fine. More coming up.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. Our number's 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're just looking at some of these numbers that one of our listeners and amplifiers, actually, American Psycho, has posted in our coronavirus channel on the Discord over at, by the way, you can join the Discord and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at discord.lrn.fm. And he posted the New York City government numbers posted as of April 4th, so today. So this is the numbers of people who have died in New York City. And looking at the age groups, of course, you see the majority of the deaths are in the older range, meaning 45 to 64, a total of 535 people have died. 65 to 74, a total of 557 have died. 75 and over, a total of 1,028 have died. However, there are subcategories of these groups. Mm-hmm. One of them is underlying conditions. And then there's a little number one, little asterisk kind of one next to it. Underlying illnesses include diabetes, lung disease, cancer, immunodeficiency, heart disease, hypertension, asthma, kidney disease, and GI/liver disease. So some bad stuff.
Okay.
Of the 75 and older categories, that's one everybody's worried about, right? Like old people dying from COVID. 610 out of the 1,028 people who've died, so the majority, had an underlying condition, at least one.
Okay.
Only four had no underlying conditions. Only four of the 1,028 people who died from COVID-19 had no underlying conditions.
That's a tiny figure.
And then there's another category, 414 people, again, 75 and over, so 414 out of 1,028 are under the category of underlying conditions pending. And well, I'm not sure what that means.
Well, I speculated that it means that perhaps an autopsy hasn't been done, or perhaps, you know, the person died and the medical folks haven't confirmed with, I don't know, their primary physician or their medical records that they did or didn't have, you know, sort of pending. I don't know what that would mean. And you said you were looking online?
Yeah, I searched for the term underlying conditions pending and could not find, you know, in the brief amount of time that we had,
yeah.
Could not find anything but discussions like the one we're having where people are like, what's that mean?
Yeah.
And there's no meaningful response from, like, somebody in, you know, the medical field or something like that. Because if it was some sort of a test that was pending, you would think it wouldn't say underlying conditions. It would say, like, test pending or no autopsy yet or whatever.
Right.
But it's not clear to me what that means. It almost sounds like they have some sort of underlying condition, but they're not sure which one. I don't know. Maybe they're guessing
and that they have multiple.
I don't know.
If there's any medical folks, clear that up. Yeah.
Please. And if you don't get to call in about it, you can shoot the answer over into our chat room on our Discord. We're in the on-air, or actually that one's being asked in coronavirus. I asked the question there, what does underlying conditions pending mean?
Yep.
But either way, shocking numbers here, you know, for all the people out there who are freaking out thinking that, you know, grandma's going to die from this. Well, maybe she will if she's already got lung disease or cancer.
What was the number? How many pending?
414 out of 1,028 underlying conditions
so
pending.
Let's just assume that they all have an underlying condition, right?
That would mean that only four of the 1,028 people died with no underlying conditions,
right.
Which is nothing. I mean, that's almost zero.
It's a statistical anomaly in the world of mathematicians.
It's statistical noise. I mean, it's nothing.
Yes.
So, again, not saying that this is bad. This isn't bad for the 610 who did die.
Just for the sake of, you know, playing devil's advocate, let's assume the other way. Let's assume those folks didn't have an underlying condition, right? So add them to the four. What percentage is that?
Not even half. So we go on here. And again, it doesn't tell you how many of the people 75 and over survived.
Right.
We're only looking at the numbers who died.
Right.
So we go on with your calls and thoughts here. Let's talk to Ron in Daytona Beach, listening to WMDB.
Hey,
hello, Ron.
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Good. Now? You're on the air.
Yeah, I know. I want to just comment on you and Captain Kickass. You guys do a superb job.
Thanks.
I've been listening for about the past 5 months. Very informative. You guys are very well up on everything. Very educational. I want to make a comment about the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
The thing is this. I called in I'm sure it was last week or week before, and you asked me how many people did I know who has contracted the coronavirus, relatives or no. I absolutely know anybody.
You do not know anyone.
I do not know anybody. I've been in public relations all my life. I know no one that I have been in contact with, whom I've known for years or don't know through the workforce socially, and I don't socialize, but as I said, I've been in public relations all my life. I mingle with quite a few people daily. I know no one who has the coronavirus.
Again, you know, that doesn't mean that some people don't have it, but it is interesting, right? Like, I don't see how anyone can call this a pandemic, that this is so widespread.
Right.
When very few people I know will claim that they know somebody who has this. My ex-girlfriend says a couple of her raver friends had contracted it.
Yeah.
And I have a customer of mine who buys Bitcoin from me, who lives in Florida. She's elderly. She says her daughter and granddaughter had it and beat it.
I know. I got an email from a list that I'm on about heavy metal music news. The drummer for the thrash band Death Angel did contract the COVID. They had him in a coma for, a week or something. They put a tube down his throat to pump the fluid out. They treated him basically just like he had pneumonia, with the exception of putting him in a coma. But he came out, and he's recovering, he's fine, but that's the closest that anybody I know, you know, would have. And I've never met the man.
And I know, and I appreciate that. I know you guys are running out of time. I want to make one more brief comment. If you go into convenience stores, they have plastic hanging down by the counter as if it's going to stop that.
Right.
And the thing that I don't agree with, and I know it's for safety and health reasons, everybody is walking around with masks. It kind of reminds me of the Lone Ranger or maybe Michael Jackson. Now, this, and the reason I'm mentioning this is this. Don't you know what most of the faces are covered up partially? That crime, this could be a very security problem. If someone goes out and commits a crime, how are you going to make a positive identity on them with a mask on?
They've all got masks on, yeah.
And it also ruins the facial recognition stuff for.
Well, that's not a bad thing necessarily.
I agree, but I'm just saying.
Hey, Ron, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Although I will say this, we live in a place where wearing a mask is legal, meaning in some places. If you walk down the street with a mask on, you're committing a crime.
Right, yeah.
In New Hampshire, it is completely legal to wear a mask out and about. And you know what? We don't have a problem with robberies or whatever, more so than anywhere else. In fact, I would say probably less often because it's also legal for the guy behind the counter to have a shotgun or whatever other gun he wants to blast a robber if they actually try that crap. Let's go on here with Dell in Arkansas. Dell, you're on Free Talk Live. I think you're listening to KTFS there in Texarkana.
That's correct, gentlemen.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
I wonder if y'all could address how much of this stimulus package has been dedicated toward prevention. In other words, no more bioweapons research or anything like that. You know, there's some rumors that this thing could have come from some labs in the United States and been stolen by China. I don't know about all that, but I was curious whether the stimulus package addresses the cause of this to begin with.
Well, let's see here. There's a handy little anatomy of the $2 trillion COVID-19 stimulus bill story from visualcapitalist.com that gives you a nice little graph, kind of breakdown of this. There's $300 billion cash payments, $260 billion unemployment payments, student loans, $43.7 billion, $425 billion loans for corporations, including airlines and contractors. They get a few more billions in there. National security, another $17 billion there, $350 billion for new loans for small businesses. COVID-19 response, $274 billion, which goes to state and local governments. So loads of money just getting handed out left and right, education, schools, etc. So maybe there's going to be a little bit of money put into some education, but
laughable.
It's all going to be run by the government, so it'll be total propaganda. Dell, I wish we had more time for you, man, but we don't.
Statism, the real pandemic.
Yeah, and don't worry, they're going to print even more money out after this one, because this is just the beginning. So get ready for that inflation. They're going to crank out the money printer. Money printer, go boom. Say bye-bye to your savings. See you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.